What to do about the homeless? That question now asked with more urgency in some cities during this global health crisis. Joining us for the Longview is our political analyst, Neil Milner. Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
So, you know, all the headlines that we've been reading and hearing about have to do with the homeless and putting them up in hotel rooms.
Yes, that's one of the more courageous and complicated ways of dealing with the homeless. The homeless have not really had high rates nationally of testing positive, but the potential is certainly there. And because it's such a vulnerable population, health vulnerabilities and so on, it poses a real problem, not just to the homeless, but of course, because this is a contagious disease, to everybody else. So there's been various ways of trying to deal with this. And the one that's, as I say, the most courageous but complex is essentially to put them into hotel rooms and to feed them three meals a day and keep them under isolation and to protect them. Another way that's been tried, and San Francisco has moved in that direction, another way is to take over a large building. My daughter worked in the Portland Coliseum when it was converted to social distance spaces so that you would get the homeless away. And a third one, which is essentially just keep them where they are, keep them hygienic, and if you're going to move them out in the country somewhere. That's another response. And it turns out the latter response seems much closer to what Trump officials are talking about or implying, and we'll get back to that, and what the big city mayors are talking about.
Well, I'm sure the president isn't real keen on having homeless in Mar-a-Lago or any of his Trump properties.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other issue. If you get relocated, it would not be out in the country. It would not be to Mar-a-Lago. Some of the Christian groups, and this has been very much criticized, want to take the homeless shelter people that they have and put them in what gets called Christian camps somewhere out there. But remember now that Mayor Caldwell last night, as part of his plan to do more testing at community health centers, has made arrangements with small Waikiki hotel chains to put people in there if they test positive in isolation. And we've been using hotels for quarantine. There's a logic to it, right? I mean, you've got all of this space now that can be kind of protected, and you need people. You are going to have people who need that kind of space. It's just that it's expensive, it's complicated. Even San Francisco, which of course is a relatively liberal city, there is a big argument. The mayor, there is more hotel room stuff now, but the mayor of the city is much more skeptical about making a large-scale move in that direction than the Board of Supervisors, which is like the city council. It looks like they're going to adopt a lot more hotel rooms there. So that it's moving in that direction. But you see, as soon as you do that, you have issues about possible security. You have issues. I mean, people are certainly better off if they're off the streets, but you have issues with certain mentally ill people, and it's just most homeless people are not certifiably mentally ill, but there's a percentage that is that may not do very well in isolation.
You're right, and I know there are cases where you have people that have addiction problems as well, and then you've got to manage that because you don't want someone going into withdrawals in a room by themselves or drug dealers walking around.
Yeah, the room to buy drugs. There's all of these, you know, all of these kinds of issues that are complicated, but essentially it's dealing with the homeless in a fair and just way. The real problem that's going to be the real dynamic here is what I call kind of federalism on the ground. And it comes down to this. There is no national policy on homeless, just as there is no national policy on how to handle the virus. The president has turned a lot of that over to the governors and the mayors. At the same time, there is a national interagency task force on the homeless that is headed by a new guy who is a real hardliner about the homeless and has profound differences with a lot of homeless advocates. He doesn't believe in hotel rooms. He thinks that it's a hardline approach that you have to take to the homeless, that panhandling leads to vice. And he's suggested in letters. Now, remember, I say suggested here because this gets all confusing. He suggested in communications to other homeless groups that they should follow these federal informal guidelines. Okay, so you got these informal guidelines out there. At the same time, you have governors and mayors who have to decide what they're going to do, and no one exactly is going to tell them what to do. They make their own decisions. This is what federalism is all about. It sounds kind of formal, but you got all these kind of things going. So you have essentially a national director who is going to be more than willing to push his ideas, confronting a lot of Democratic governors and mayors about what to do. His idea is he doesn't believe in housing first. He believes people have to be clean and sober and off drugs before they get housing, which means he's not going to like hotels because you can, you know, just get into a hotel. That's the way it works, regardless of whether you're addicted or not. And he really thinks that if you clean these places up, if you isolate people in a big area and spread it out a little bit, it'll work well. The problem is that a number of places that have done this, it has been so scandalously awful. Las Vegas tried it. As soon as they got publicity of what it looked like, they tossed it out. Even San Francisco tried it, and it got bad publicity. It just looked bad, was Spartan. That's where the rubber is going to meet the road on this, that like everything else, this is going to be part of the political process and polarization that's involved here. And at the same time, there's very profound differences about the roles of cities, the people of color, how deserving you have to be to get aid. These are historical issues in American politics, and they're getting played out in dealing with the homeless policy.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, you've got the middle of that home rule issue, and even just looking at it here in Hawaii, you've got the governor, putting down one policy, but then each mayor, you know, knowing their own county, will make other decisions.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, this is how... home rule is a little bit different than federalism because the legalities of cities versus states are different. But it's kind of the same principle that people near people on the ground want to make decisions along their own lines. But at the same time, this is a national pandemic, and you have a president who has really deferred and avoided a lot of the things that national government should do in order to do their part in this. So home rule just sounds too much like a 4th of July speech. What you have is a lot of confusion combined with a lot of discretion and this kind of nasty politics going on that's coloring this very much.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Neil. Really interesting issue. We'll have to watch to see how it plays out across the country. That was our contributing political analyst, Neil Milner, talking about issues with the homeless on the Longview.